receivers right now with Brandon Ayuk and Davante Adams and everything. And there could be, you know, from what we saw from Brock Purdy over the last 2 weeks, elevating the offense around him without Christian McCaffrey. And obviously the Rams game, he played very, very good football against the L.A. Rams. And maybe that's why people are kind of down on Ayuk, saying, yeah, we shouldn't have paid him 30 because we have Brock. And Brock will elevate any wide receiver in this offense and maybe make him a 1,000-yard receiver or whatnot. There could be something to that there. But I'm just fascinated because we played the Mike Silvercut earlier about, pardon my take, about what Mike Shanahan thought of Brock Purdy. Listen to this, and then I'm going to play Romo because we may have a star in our hands. That may be the case on why Brandon Ayuk could be expendable in a lot of fans' minds. Here's Mike Silver, pardon my take, and then we'll play Romanowski from last year here on the Roast.
There is something at 49er headquarters referred to as the Shanacam, which basically means Mike Shanahan needs to watch meetings and practice ASAP virtually.
That's awesome.
Some people think he's the shadow GM. I spent a bunch of time with him in May and June of 2022. And so in those conversations, I would ask about Trey Lance, of course, and Jimmy, and he kept talking about Brock Purdy, because he'd seen some minicamp tape. And I was like, God, he's kind of weirdly into Brock Purdy, but, you know, whatever. He's the 262nd pick. Now they open against the Bears. It's Trey Lance's first game as the unquestioned starter. The day before, I go to Mike Shanahan's room, and I'm sitting up there, and I'm asking him about Trey Lance, and he again brings up Purdy, and he says, when you have a guy like that in your building, you don't let him out. And I'm like, are we talking about, you know, thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, so he's still got it.
Now, that's Michael Silver. And that's a crazy story right there. Crazy story. Because it follows up what Romo told us last season leading up to the Philadelphia Eagles game. And Romo did call the Eagles being soft. He goes, fellas, I think the Eagles are a little bit soft. And boy, was he right. We think Romanowski's a maniac. He's a four-time Super Bowl champion. The guy knows football, that's for sure. Here's what he had to say about Mike Shanahan last season.
We had a Broncos reunion and for the Super Bowl, and I talked to Mike Shanahan about him, and you know, and I said, Mike, what is it about him? He said, Bill, the first practice I laid eyes on him, I saw it in him.
Wow.
And I remember walking by him in the hallway. This is when he's a rookie. And he told me this. He said, Bill, I told him, Brock, be ready. I don't know when you're going to get your shot, but be ready because you've got something special.
This was a training camp, Romo?
Yeah, Mike told me that he shared that to Brock Purdy. He said, when you get your chance, it's coming. I don't know when it's going to come, but be ready. And sure enough, you know, he saw it because he saw the way he picked apart the starting defense when he was playing scout team.
So Mike Shanahan, because we see him at practice and we've all heard the rumors about him getting the virtual meetings and the tape after practice, and he's sitting there at home and he has to have it right away.
In his leather sandals. What are those called?
I don't know. Birkenstocks?
No, they're not Birkenstocks. Okay. Birkenstocks is a specific brand, and they have a specific look.
I know.
Guru would know what these ones are because I've seen him wear a pair of these.
Oh, those are like the Raw Specials that Guru
but
wears.
His like have straps.
Oh, like the Jesus sandals, like the hardcore, going back to Jerusalem times.
I call them the Jerusalem Cruisers.
Guru's not going to like that.
But Guru wears them with jeans.
Well, I know. I posted it on AIG and he asked me to take it down one time. I was like, come on, you can't buck up my toes out.
But he's the one wearing it.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, dude, what are you doing? Okay. Anyway, Mike Shanahan, that's the fascination about this whole, it's not touched on enough.
What?
The impact Mike Shanahan has on Kyle and his football team. Oh, I do love it because I love Mike. Mike's done some things in the past that I don't like when it comes to handling of quarterbacks or whatnot. And, you know, he'll save his own ass. Let me just say that. But I get it. It's a dirty business. You know, it's cutthroat. But Mike Shanahan's impact on the 49ers today. Like, what are those meetings like? What is he doing when he's crunching the tape? What is he telling Kyle on a day-to-day basis? But Mike Shanahan, Is he the real guy? Is he the guy who, hey, Brian Griese, you know what you were looking at?
Well, can I just for a second, I want to examine this relationship because I'll just give you what, like me. All of my sports opinions were forged around my dad and his beliefs, right? And so I get it. Now, my dad also wasn't at the top of his craft when it comes to sports in terms of like Mike Shanahan's pedigree in the NFL. Mike is one of the legendary coaches of the league.
Yeah.
Whether you got him in the top 10 or not, that's up to each individual. But we could all acknowledge he's a pretty brilliant football mind when you just like start listing all the champions and guys who have pushed the game forward. It makes a lot of sense to run a lot of stuff through Mike Shanahan, just in general, because he's smart.
Right.
But if it's your dad and that's how you learn the game through him, essentially, like, I'm not saying this is a nothing burger. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this is awesome, and I love it. I love it. It makes me like them even more because it tells me that it's the family business.
It is a family business.
It's the family business.
It is a family business.
Finding these rando quarterbacks late in drafts. It's their Kirk Cousins origin story.
And random running backs for crying
Absolutely.
Out loud. Running backs. They churn through running backs. Mike, Kyle, Bobby Turner, the running backs coach. They've had all these guys.
But then, okay. So all that being said, dude, what were they doing with Trey Lance?
I thought Trey Lance was this Mike Shanahan type of guy. Because Mike Shanahan loves those type of quarterbacks. I don't know what they were doing with Trey Lance. That's $1 million question. We'll sit down one day. Hopefully Kyle will sit down and tell all.
Oh my goodness, Bonte.
You're calling those.
Where do you want to begin?
Just stop.
We got to begin with the quarterback position. And Debbie.
Debbie. Big 957 The Game listener.
You know what time it is. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to Twitch.
Click it.
957 The Game. Joe Shasky the Butcher. Bonte Hill. And what we just saw at the quarterback position.
Oh my God.
Let me just say this, Shasky. I'll start it off like this. I will be shocked. If Trey Lance is a starting guy quarterback in week 1.
I'm going to be real with you. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks play for the 49ers. Undeniable talent. But it's not just the physical tools. No. It's the little subtleties of how he played the position, the dropbacks, the ability to move in the pocket when there wasn't pressure on the left or right side.
No,
and then he throws the ball on time, on the money, in the belly button, let his receiver turn up field and make plays.
Let me ask you about the present.
Oh, my God. The
Monty. Did he even have two NFL wins?
Hold on. Keep playing it. I want to hear the guy. Up yards.
When does that crack come into play for you? Now, so the cocaine's happening.
Cocaine was happening. But the funny thing was, is that I think we even, like later on that week, we referenced how Mike Shanahan was like nodding in approval throughout that whole practice.
Oh, he was loving it. Loving it. Everybody was loving
it. No, honestly,
so, I don't know why
Mike
you don't like listening
so influential,
to that.
If Mike was so influential, yeah, we were so wrong. How were Mike and Kyle so wrong too?
Right.
How?
That's why you should play. You got to live into that, man. Like, I'm surprised.
They're the ones that traded three picks for him.
Hey, you know what's going to happen. Freezing Cold Takes is going to find that one. We're going to be superstars. If they had a Freezing Cold Takes Hall of Fame, I'm probably not first ballot. But the senior committee's looking hard at Bonte Hill.
I would say that's like my IUK 2023 season right there. I mean, that's my banner career year.
See, you guys are disrespecting Brendan IUK. No, you're disrespecting. And when he starts balling, y'all
going to
be kissing his ass when he has these 1,000-yard, when he has these 100-yard games coming up here. Brendan IUK, this is the week for him. Please, God, be the week for him.
You're like Steiny. This is the year Steph's going to decline.
Well, no.
If you say it long enough, eventually it'll happen.
No, Steiny. That's a whole other conversation. Oh, basketball's coming back.
But no, honest to God, Bonte, how, if they found, like, they clearly identified Brock Purdy immediately, and they're geniuses for that, and pivoting and all that stuff, but, like, all that being said, how did they assess the Trey Lance thing the way that they did to move up three picks and then he's the guy and he's so not the guy? It's just
you hate being wrong, huh?
No,
that soundbite with Trey Lance makes you cringe.
Oh, I'm wrong all the time. But
why does it make you cringe?
Because it was so wrong. We, us and the Niners brass should have all been fired for that. All of us.
No, shouldn't have been fired for that.
But somehow they found Brock Purdy. No. And somehow we found laughter.
No, somehow we found the Warriors pre- and post-game show. It was like, well, he's just a Warriors guy. And Shasky's just a fan. Listen, we've been wrong about a lot. We've been wrong about a lot. Like, we shouldn't have been fired for that take. We had the gall, the guts, to stand on something. And that's what sports talk is all about. Stand on it in the barbershops, at the barbecues, at your luncheons, in your office. I'm going to be wrong about a million things, for crying out loud. A million. I don't give a damn because I got an opinion about it. You ask me something, I'm going to give you a take. It may not be the right take, but you asked me for a take, and I'm going to give it to you.
It makes me very uncomfortable every time I hear it.
Oh, my gosh.
I might go viral.
I don't think we could have been more wrong. The guy, he started three games. You literally cannot shoot your shot worse than what we did.
No, it's fine. There's a lot of people shot their shot.
It's not even an air ball. It's like getting blocked by a toddler.
Can we play it again,
please? Maybe after the injury report.